flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And I also love Brandon Graham. Brandon Graham, I think he's going to play in the Super Bowl. And you listen to him talk after the practice yesterday, I think you'll feel even more confident of that when you hear. Let's listen to Brandon Graham. So he practiced limited participant yesterday. Eagles practiced full, but he was limited. Brandon Graham after the practice.
How did it feel to be back out there?
Felt good, man. We just taking it one day at a time. You know, man, I'm all smiles right now, man. Just enjoying, you know, just the whole ride. Just been rehabbing, getting to this moment, trying to keep everything in, just trying to make sure that I just, you know, do whatever I can for the team. And, you know, we just been pushing, trying to get back, and everything went good so far.
What are some of the benchmarks from here on out? Is it just how you feel after practicing a few days? Just what are the things that would, I guess, keep you from playing in the game?
Well, I think if I'm really striking and it's not feeling really good. I mean, today I struck a little bit and I didn't feel anything, so I'm not really worried about it. But we is gonna ramp it up a little more every day, and I'm just happy that I ain't out of shape. You know, that's the biggest thing, because it's been a little while. But it was cool to kind of get individual, and then tomorrow I'll probably get some team reps. And you know, it was good. But we just taking it one day at a time, just trying to go out there and help the team, because we're trying to go win this game.
You feel like you're in a good place. You're optimistic about being in that game.
I do feel good.
He's playing in the Super Bowl.
Hell yeah, he is. Like, no, I would bet pretty much everything to my name that he's playing.
Like, we all know he's positive guy, but even for him, if he didn't feel good, I don't think he'd get all those answers.
It was a beautiful answer when he basically said he's looking for some sort of sign that says, hey, there's pain, there's something, hey, heads up. He felt nothing. He felt nothing that was a heads up while he was out there. The only thing, the only thing that could happen here is, you know, the day after, a little bit of soreness, that sort of thing. Okay. You don't know for sure how it responds, but man, what a great sign. And it does sort of line up with the way he has been smiling while we've been around him. Now, he smiles all the time. We know he's got that personality.
Right. This was like a coy smile, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
When we've discussed this,
for a couple
of him
weeks
coming
now.
Back. Yeah.
I agree.
It's like there's an unspoken happiness that he can't really convey, and it can't really come through on the radio.
Yeah, that's right.
It feels like he knows he's
playing. It is pretty remarkable. I think they told him that the average time to recuperate from this is like 4 months, and it's only been 2.5.
Yeah, his must have been not that bad, if I had to guess. I mean, he had to have some good luck in there, because, you know, he told us on Tuesday, he really did think he was out for the year. Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying it was misdiagnosed, but I'm just saying it probably was not as severe as some other people, I would think. You know what will be interesting if he does play? Is it Bryce Huff deactivated or just some random special teams guy? I don't know.
Yeah, well, I think it might depend, too, on how much they think he can give. And you know, if someone gets hurt, can he play 30 snaps if he had to? Like, that kind of stuff.
No, that's true. 215-592-9494. Devin, early look ahead of the game. What are you thinking? What are you feeling?
So I'm the opposite of Richie and you, Joe. Just like traditionally when it comes to Philly sports, I tend to lean, I don't want to say negative, but more cautious, right? Like, I'm never the person that's like, the Eagles are winning it all this year. The Phillies are winning it all. I have hope. So that's why it's weird that I feel very confident going into this game. Huh. Like the Chiefs, yes, you know, they're a dynasty, and Patrick Mahomes is one of the best, if not the best quarterback ever in the NFL. But you look at these matchups, and the Eagles have the advantage in every category except for quarterback and maybe head coach. But what gives me hope for the Eagles in this one is that they've been there before, right? So in 2022, Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, you know, they had all been there before. It was the Eagles, at least for that group, you know, most of their first times experiencing that whirlwind of media, of everything that goes into flying out to, at that time, Arizona, this time New Orleans for a full week. And now most of the Eagles have experienced that, and I'm sure that they're passing down, you know, the knowledge and wisdom that they learned from their first trip to the younger guys and guys who haven't experienced
Hopefully they know if they have a 10-point halftime lead. Stay locked in.
And also, Jonathan Gannon isn't defensive coordinator anymore.
Yeah, I know. And I'm not saying they weren't locked in, but I mean, you know, I've always wondered, did they, you know, let the gas off the pedal or let the foot off the pedal a little bit at halftime? I don't know. I mean, I know as a fan, I felt really confident at halftime.
Yeah.
I just did. And then, you know, the second half was a disaster.
Well, remember, Patrick Mahomes looked really injured.
He looked really injured.
Well,
That's also right.
We know this, the Super Bowl halftime's a thing. If you've never done it before, I mean, we hear every player who's ever played in the Super Bowl talk about, like, the 30-minute halftime show and how different it is and how hard it is to maintain your energy. Hopefully that experience will help this group, since so many of them just did it.
And I got to tell you, I hadn't thought of it in a bit until Kelsey brought it up yesterday on our show. I still cannot believe that the Eagles lost the Super Bowl to a decent extent because the NFL provided a bad field.
100%.
I can't.
It's outrageous.
Yes, Nick should have known, changed the cleats earlier.
Yeah, when he said that, when Jason said we should have, you know, we should have changed at halftime, I was like, well.
But you know what also struck me when he said that, Rhea? I'm still surprised they didn't think of it before the game. I mean,
they did.
People were slipping in the first half.
Yeah.
I would imagine they, you know, maybe.
You do think of it, but then other things happen, but they didn't do it. Some guys do change, and other guys
don't, and it becomes
messy, and then you regret.
Man, oh, man. All right, let's get to Mark in Delaware. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, team. Hey, I'm so fired up about this game, and let me just, I just think the Eagles have a better roster, and they have a better roster than what they did a couple of years ago.
I agree with both of those things. Yep.
We got studs, Mark. We got young studs on the defensive side. Holy cow. On both sides. We got.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Studs. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I mean, the young guys, Mulata, Dickerson, Devontae Smith, Reed Blankenship, they're all better than what they were a couple years ago.
Yeah.
You know, you know, comparing the rosters, you got Barkley over Sanders, you got Mikael Becton over Salamatiu, Bourne over Edwards, the defensive backs, Mitchell and Cooper over Bradbury and Epps. I mean, they're just a much better roster.
You know, much better, good. maybe much better. I don't know. I'll say this, Mark. I think 2 years ago, because there had been less ride-and-decide quarterbacks across the league, I don't think defensive coordinators were as good at combating that style of offense as they are now. I think that's part of why you saw numbers down offensively across the league this year. So I think the Eagles had an offensive advantage 2 years ago that it has been limited a little bit because all 32 defensive coordinators have poured so many hours into it over the last 24 months.
But you see that the way things have readjusted is that
you run the ball.
We're on top.
Yeah. No, you run the ball.
Everyone has adjusted. We've figured out how to rise back above it.
Yeah. But it does remind me a little bit of how, like, Foles was less effective as time. Like, not so much Foles, but the Doug offense. You know, he had something in 2017 that was cooking when they reinvented it, and then defenses made adjustments, and, you know what I'm saying. All right, Mark, pal, you got a shot to win the Devontae Smith, Kelly Green jersey. What blows your mind, Mark?
Man, I would say the human fingerprint, but I would know I'm not going to get the camera's vote on that one. So let me say the chainsaw was first invented for childbirth in Scotland in the late 18th century.
Wow.
And it wasn't until the 20th century that it was used for wood chopping.
Can I just ask, what was the purpose in childbirth?
I don't want to know.
Is it the cord? Are we cutting the cord?
No, you're going to have to Google it.
All right, and that I'm not going to do.
No, thanks.
But fair enough, Mark. Appreciate the call.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.